Moncrief on News Talk.
As you heard Donald say, they think the weather's going to improve next week. And we'll wait and see. In the meantime, we do have to endure daily bursts of rain. And if you're a gardener, that means slugs. Michael Kelly from GIY is here to tell us the best anti-slug measures to take. Good afternoon, Michael.
How are you doing, Sean? Are you well?
Not too bad. Why does the rain bring them out?
So slugs love a bit of sort of wet on the surface that they're travelling on. So they kind of travel over their own slime is what they do. They make sort of tracks for themselves, which they then go back on the night afterwards. They don't like sort of dry, abrasive surfaces. So when things are nice and wet from all the rain we've been having, it's perfect slug weather, unfortunately. So they are pretty grim at the moment. I have that myself at home.
Where are they, Michael, when they're not out? Where do they live?
So they're nocturnal. So like they only come out at nighttime, and they sleep during the day. And they're hiding out in all sorts of places. They can be in the soil itself. So sometimes, you know, even if you've got, say, a gravel path around a raised bed, for example, which would be kind of in theory a very good way to keep them out because they wouldn't like traveling across the gravel. But you could still have some of them in the soil in the raised bed, and they love hiding out under stones and under, you know, bits of timber and stuff like that. So I suppose in some sense, when you're the cleaner that your veg patch is, the tidier it is and the neater it is, the better in terms of slugs. But they are particularly challenging at the moment, and they're voracious eaters. Like they absolutely. I think they have something like 20,000 teeth or something like that. So they're just unbelievable for munching through your lettuces. They love sort of tender new season seedlings, particularly, which is why they're such a problem for a veg grower in the garden. Because you know, if you put out a courgette seedling or a squash seedling or you know, beans and peas and things like that, those lovely tender young plants, they absolutely go mad for.
Yeah. Now, in terms of a physical barrier, is there anything really that 100% works?
Like a physical barrier, I've used you know, shells, oyster shells and grit and stuff like that. So they don't like crawling over that. But it would need to be a sort of substantial barrier because, you know, it's otherwise they'll lay some slime over it. I've heard people say that they actually will send out sort of scouts that might actually die from trying to pass across a really abrasive surface, but then leave their slime on it for the other slugs to sort of go over. So they have like an army, they have an advance party that can be sent out in advance. But it will work. But I suppose I think the way to think about it is that, like, if I have a head of lettuce in a raised bed, I'm not going to spend a huge amount of time worrying about some slug damage on that. Whereas, you know, with the courgette seedling, that's a very valuable seedling to me because that plant could produce, you know, 40 courgettes. In a season. So I might well take the time there to actually do surround that courgette seedling with oyster shells or grit to stop them moving over it. I've seen people talking about using sheep, you know, wool. You can buy kind of wool pellets and things like that. I don't think they work. I've heard people talking about copper, which apparently is supposed to give them a little static shock. But I've bought that copper tape that you see for sale in garden centres and wrapped it around a pot of basil, and I've seen slugs crawling over the copper at nighttime and stuff. So I don't think they work.
Does that leave us with beer then?
Yeah. So beer, like I was saying to your researcher, like the most endearing things about slugs is that they seem to love beer, and they. A beer trap is a very effective way of catching them and killing them. So if you put a little saucer of beer on the surface of the soil, it's very important that it's kind of not buried at ground level. It needs to be up off the surface because you will catch things that you don't want to catch if you have it at soil level, like beetles, for example, which are a beneficial pest. But they will crawl into, slugs will crawl into a saucer of beer and drown, basically, and hopefully have a good old party on their demise kind of thing. So.
But do you have to, would they be attracted to the beer, or do you need a ring of beer sauces around, whatever you're trying to protect?
No, I mean, I like, if I had a raised bed, like say a 3 meter by 1 meter raised bed, maybe one or two, you know, one at either end of the bed, maybe, you do need to sort of keep it refreshed, because if they kind of crawl into it, a few of them, and they start to rot over the next couple of days, the beer gets a bit spoiled. So I suppose there is the risk that it encourages your drinking habit if you have to open a fresh can every few days to redo the traps.
But, yeah, the neighbours would be talking. I wonder what listeners.
Apparently, they don't like non-alcoholic beer, so I think it's the alcohol in the beer is what attracts them. So, but I don't think they're fussy about brands as such. So,
okay, that's good to know. Damien, one of our listeners, Damien, says the best slugs repellent for those of us who live in coastal counties is seaweed. Put it around the edge of the bed.
Yeah, that's a great point. And actually, so seaweed dust, which is, you know, you'll get in any garden centres, is a fantastic feed for the soil, because it's, you know, very, very high in nutrients, and also has the benefit of repelling slugs, because they don't like the salt in the seaweed. So, and regular seaweed, like as in, you know, if you're on the coast, you know, putting seaweed around the bed, as he said, would be a good plan, as long as you don't wash the salt off it, you know, so just put it fresh on. But seaweed dust will do something similar and will also feed the soil. So that's a great idea. I think that probably the most effective sort of way of controlling them, however, is actually picking them off the plants at nighttime. So if you go out just after dark, and one year, Sean, one of my kids bought me one of those miner's lamps that you put around your head, which actually was a very good present for a garden geek like me, because you can go out slug hunting kind of hands-free then and just pick them off the plants when you see them. And you will kind of pretty reliably see them as soon as it gets dark, and you can pick them off. And then what you do with them then, I suppose, depends on how much you dislike the slugs. You could either, you know, give them to the hens or throw them over the fence into the neighbour's garden, perhaps.
Bring them down to the pub. A happy demise. There's a siren in the background there, Mick. So just before you're arrested, we'll leave it there. Thanks a million. Thanks, as ever. That was Mick Kelly there from DIY in Waterford.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.